Well, good morning to everyone. Around election time this past November, there was a TV reporter interviewing prospective voters in a local diner doing breakfast. The reporter asked several of the customers what they considered to be the number one issue facing voters. The reporter heard many typical answers to the question, including the economy, securing our border, taxes, government spending, etc. But one elderly gentleman offered an answer that was a strikingly different take. When this older fellow was asked what he considered to be the number one issue facing voters, he simply said, morality. Morality. He felt that morality was the number one issue that should drive a voter. I think there was a lot of wisdom in what that gentleman said. But what actually is morality? What is the definition of morality? I found this basic definition of morality during an internet search. Quote, the belief that some behavior is right and acceptable and that other behavior is wrong and unacceptable. But who determines what behavior is right and what behavior is wrong? Who determines what behavior is moral and acceptable? Is it the politicians? Is it the lawmakers? Is it the teachers? Is it the lawyers? Is it psychiatrists? Or is it the preachers? Now on that one, you better watch out. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14, there is a passage of wisdom that is very fitting when it comes to making decisions regarding right and wrong. It says there in Proverbs, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Now down through the chronicles of history, mankind has sought moral answers. Many philosophers throughout history thought they had developed the right and correct morality by which to base their lives on that would bring lasting happiness and contentment. But sadly, so many of the terrible issues that humanity has faced down through the ages and today stem from a lack of commitment to a set of authentic, long-lasting moral principles. Paul stated in 2 Timothy 3 verse 7 that in his day there were many frustratingly who were, begin quote, always learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. The same can be true today, brethren. Many are searching for the truth, but many search for truth in the wrong places. Brethren, Jesus gave the best direction when it comes to learning morality when he declared in John 17, 17, Thy word is truth. Let us pray. Father God, direct us into all truth. Help us to read and to study your word, which is the ultimate source of truth and morality. Amen.